All right, and we are back with the Way Family Podcast featuring the Babcocks, second time on the show.
You have arrived.
We're here again.
Caleb's already a professional.
It's kind of late already, so we're just, my voice is, you know, it's in the red zone.
I'm just here.
Well, today we don't really know what we're talking about.
We've been talking about what we're going to talk about for the last hour.
Yeah, for at least an hour.
We have a handful of topics, but none of them go together. So
right.
This might get weird.
Well, how about we just talk generally about our week? How was your week, Hannah?
Oh, well, it's only Tuesday, so my week just started. Look at us recording
so
early.
No, the past week.
Okay.
Like the last 9 days.
Well, I was... Let me look at my Instagram because I forgot what I did. That's what I always do. I look at my Instagram.
Super helpful.
Yosemite. How could I forget about that? Well, me and Zach got to go to Yosemite because we ditched our kids at my parents' house and we got a hotel in Yosemite and just went there and it was really fun. We got to just have a date and we haven't had a date in a really long time since our anniversary in December. So...
That's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
It was really fun. And we went on a couple hikes and we saw a big fluffy dog and
I love Yosemite.
We saw the sunset. Yeah, it was really fun. It's a magical place. And that's like the main
Well, and we
thing
like we did like it was a fancy trip.
Yeah, like we stayed in a hotel. We didn't camp and we ate like a nice dinner. And oh, also our car broke down.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you should talk about that.
The new Subaru?
Belt.
Yeah, the new
pulley
belt. Pulley belt.
Idler pulley?
The pulley belt.
It was.
That's a thing.
Wait, literally your idler pulleys?
Yeah.
I can't.
So we were driving and we were driving on the freeway. We had already probably driven like 300 miles like the day before and that day. And then I just... lost power steering on the freeway and I was like, oh crap. And then the battery light came on and I was like,
at the same time,
gosh. So I was like, hey, can you look this up? what is the problem? And so found it out and got off and went to a repair shop because I didn't want to like turn too much because it was hard. And popped the hood and I was like, oh yeah, the belt is like completely loose, and like found the bearings on the pulley like just completely locked up.
Oh wow.
And so so anyways,
wait, let me just interject one part of the story. So we went to a mechanic and they're all booked up, so they told us to go to this other place. So we went to this other place and Zach pops open the hood and he comes back with this broken, like, pulley belt, and he comes in.
It was all shredded
up. And he's
up.
Like, well, and he throws it on my lap and gets oil all over my jeans.
Whoa.
I'm like, why are you doing this to me?
Wait, it was your belt that he pulled out?
No, I pulled it out because I didn't want it to, like, get stuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just had it, and I guess I threw it at Anna.
Just like flopped it onto my lap.
Oh, I thought you said the mechanic guy threw the belt on your lap.
No,
just threw it at Hannah.
And now I get to get my jeans. So,
but that was not it. That was not the.
I know. Anyway.
Well, anyways.
All right, you guys talk about your week. Where were you this last week? You were in.
Why are we down here? Yeah.
Yeah.
We still live in Seattle, but we. Oh, you want to?
You can tell them.
We took a trip in our van. We have a 1987 Volkswagen van again, running like a top. We took it all the way down to Baja, California, our first trip to Mexico. Just took vacation from work, took about 2 weeks off. So we drove down and then crossed the border, and we were under the border for a full week and just pretty much went off the grid, which was nice. I'm kind of learning to surf, so it was fun to actually spend like hours every day in the water practicing, and I actually progressed quite a bit, which I was super stoked about.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Caught some long waves. We didn't shower for probably 11, 12 days.
Nice. But the ocean was there.
We showered at your guys' house right when we came back here.
Right.
So You have sand in your drain. I'm sorry about that.
It's fine.
The fresh water really helped my hair. But yeah, it was really nice. I just read books and wore the same shirt for 2 weeks. Though. You know.
You didn't surf.
No.
We boogie.
I did go out. I did boogie board a lot.
Nice. My brother came down with us and his friend, and they brought some boogie boards.
Cool. No skimboarding though.
No, we didn't have a skimboard.
Didn't you say that you were like at a private beach, kind of like there was like nobody else there?
Yeah, it's just
can
a
you
pretty
just give
like
us the geolocation of it.
Yeah, it's well, it is Central Baja, no, so it's like
we're
you're not
do that thing.
We didn't just cross the border. It's like pretty, it's like a pretty good ways down there, and then you're on like a dirt road for a while to get to kind of like these main surf zones.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun, and the van honestly didn't really have any issues
until last night. Which is funny that you say that, because our van started having an issue on the freeway and Caleb literally is like, okay, can you look this up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
and I'm Googling.
Drive.
Yeah.
It's the job of a co-pilot.
Yeah, so I'm Googling.
Luckily, we had an extra fuel filter with us because I figured that was a good extra thing to bring
in case. But you knew you needed to change it before we left and we didn't.
Yeah, so we pulled over in like a parking lot and changed it. It's a really quick fix. But I think that did the fix.
Yeah, I think that was it.
It was like doing. Good. It was like stuttering and almost shutting off on the freeway. Like the RPMs would drop really low.
It was
and
a little weird.
Spike.
Yeah.
But now it works. So.
Sweet.
That was our only issue, and that was like 2 hours from arriving here.
And we were off road for quite a while.
We'd been driving for 12 hours that day.
But Baja's great. Mexico is. I mean, there's a lot of like weird. You know, people will say like, "Oh, it's not safe," or there's horror stories that everyone has. But most of those people have never actually gone. They like just read stuff online. And
they heard
like,
a story, or
yeah, they heard a story here and there, but
or they've never been out of their hometown.
Yeah,
right. They read a story on the internet.
But honestly, when you go, of course, like don't be dumb and don't be like loud and draw a scene to yourself. But just be nice and smile at people and. It's so awesome.
Don't flash all your laptops and camera gear and run around
but
like a tourist.
Save for everything in hundreds.
Yeah,
exactly. So just take out your stack of cash and.
So now we're driving home and we had to stop at your guys' house and now we're here. So we had a great week, completely offline and no phone service, no internet, no Instagram.
We're better people.
Yeah,
when we do that.
It feels good. It's not even like an intentional thing. We didn't know like what we'd have service or where, but we were pretty far out there. So
what carrier do you have?
AT&T.
Oh.
I think I had it like in the major cities down there still.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it in airplane mode though, just in case. I don't know what our roaming charges
are
like.
We didn't need it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was our week.
Sweet.
That was a good week.
Okay, now on to the main topic. So you mentioned that you were like unplugged from social media, not intentionally, but you feel like that was good?
Yeah. I mean, we've never really been the kind of people who are like taking a fast or anything like that from social media.
For Lent, I give up Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
We've never done that sort of thing.
No
or
offense
like
if you do that.
Felt like right. No offense whatsoever. But
I think Hannah did that.
I mean, a lot of people do that.
No, it wasn't for Lynn. I just was like, I'm just taking a break. But I saw a meme or something that said, people who are taking a social media break and go on social media to say, I'm taking a social media break.
Exactly.
Is like a recovering alcoholic going into a bar and saying, I'm taking a break from alcohol.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, I'm
like
better
I just
than
needed
hey guys,
you
I just
all
let
to
you
know.
Know. I'm not drinking.
I'm better than you.
In case you miss me for the next 30 days or 2 days, whatever it might be.
I'm still going to read everything. I'm just not going to.
Right. Guys, we said no offense and now we're like being mean.
I'm not going to scroll the main feed. I'm just going to go on stories.
Okay, that's my life now. But
still watch your stories. So
funny. Right. But why are people checking those things and then getting mad? Like,
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Anyways, we'll get into that.
Well,
but
so you didn't mean to, but it had a unintended consequence.
Yeah. What?
A consequence can be a good thing.
Yeah, like a good consequence, I suppose.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think
but
it
yes,
sounds
it
like
does.
A negative, but yeah, that makes sense. No, it just was like, I don't know, I think slowly over the last, like I pretty active with it just for work stuff and just myself, I still like enjoy different platforms like YouTube and Instagram and Twitter. I don't have Facebook anymore, but and Vero, shout out.
Vero.
But no,
shout Vero them out.
Yeah.
Can you please add some more servers?
Yeah.
Whatever. I can't post. I give up.
One thing.
Yeah. Literally, I'm done.
But no, it was just, it's so nice to like just be completely like not have access to your phone, just because I mean, I go on my phone a ton every day. It's like, I do enjoy it, obviously. And it's not something that I ever like, I never even worry about going on my phone too much. If I like get really sick of it or something, I can put it away for a bit. But I think when you just don't have the option to even be connected, it's like, you feel if, like it's tempting for a little bit to check it or like, what am I going to do now? But then all you feel like you have a lot more time in the day. Yeah.
Did that like, how long did that take? Like a day?
Not even. No, I think it's actually very quick. You realize how much you don't need it. And it doesn't really matter what anyone else is doing.
Yeah. It's like when we go camping and it's like, you just know we don't have service here. So it's like, we don't even have our phones. We don't even really need them.
Unless it's like, I use my phone as my camera all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if it's like, if it's other than that, it's just, if I don't have service, it's in the glove box or just sitting somewhere in the car.
We just keep it like on the magnets on the front of the car and just,
I don't even think it's necessarily people have the addiction of like even going on a social media app on their phone. It's more just like the split second that you're bored or don't have something to engage on or like do, you just quickly look at it just to like, it's almost
just
like
want entertainment.
Yeah. It's just the quick, like, oh, I don't, what else am I going to do in this exact second? Like, even like if you're waiting for your coffee, like at a coffee shop or something, it's like, cool,
you're
just paid.
There on your phone.
I'm going to wait for this and not, instead of looking around, I'm just going to quickly look at this for, you know, the couple minutes you have.
Well, I have a problem staring. So when I'm in Starbucks, that's like what I have to do just to avoid.
So you're not staring at somebody else.
Staring at someone else.
We're just like fully listening to somebody else's conversation. Yes, that's my problem. Too.
If someone's having like any sort of
I'm not the only one who does that.
He's like, no, I do that.
He's like looking. I guess they can't see that, but I made a really, really funny staring face, and I have to tell him like,
mean.
hun,
you're staring at those people.
And
he's like,
oh,
that's cool.
But yeah, it's amazing how many extra hours are in the day when you're not on social media.
Yeah, I have an app on my phone called Moment. It's not
It's not the Moment app.
Yeah, it's not the Moment app. It's Moment, and it tracks how many hours I spend on my phone.
Yeah, I can't get that.
And it like reminds me. It's like, oh hey, you've been on your phone for an hour today, and or then at the end of the week, I can see like how many times I picked up my phone in a day, like average.
Like how many times you unlock it, right?
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
And because I have the iPhone X, it's like literally you pick it up and it's unlocked and you're...
You can't even like pick it up without
turning
it on.
It's already on.
Yeah.
And so today before noon, I had picked up my phone 57 times.
57?
I can't.
Wow.
I will not get that app. I think I would be appalled.
You use it also for work stuff. Like, I think that's part of it. But, I mean, we all spend too much time.
Everything for my work
phone.
Is on there.
Yeah.
But we all spend too much time on our phone doing stuff that is not, like, productive.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, scrolling feeds.
Scrolling, yes. We've talked about this so many times on
Twitter, but I guess all that to say, it's like, going on a trip like this, it's like, for me, it's, I know I'm not really, like, super, super addicted, I guess you would say, because, like, I'm not even going there even slightly worried about not having cell coverage.
No.
I'm like, and I wasn't like not
That's
looking
not
forward to that, and I wasn't looking forward to that. I just didn't really think about it, and the fact that I didn't have it, and it's immediately, I didn't have to like post like, hey guys, I'm going offline.
Yeah.
It's like,
we just text our
it just happened and it was fine.
Like the second we crossed the border, I just put my phone in airplane mode and I was like, I don't even care if I still have service. I'm off.
Yeah, it's
I didn't tell anyone. I didn't post about it. I just turned it off.
I was wondering where you were.
So sorry.
Yeah, people are like, oh my gosh, they haven't posted to their story.
No,
are they still alive?
Yeah, I wonder if people thought we died.
Nowadays, with the algorithm, no one saw my post anyway.
Literally, I posted today and probably four of you saw it, so it's fine.
And we're back.
A little technical difficulty.
Yeah.
So, but not really.
This is the first time we've actually used 4 microphones.
Oh, cool.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is exciting. And we're all handheld, so sorry if it varies a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So.
Yes.
I'll yell at you if you move it far away.
I'm trying not to be here.
So, I use my phone for work all of the time, and I'm on it a lot. My work phone forwards to there. My work emails are on there. I edit and update our website on my phone, but then there's also like a million other things. Like, I'm texting Hannah throughout the day, and I also try to post like every single day, and sometimes I feel bad when I don't post.
Oh, you also have your doorbell.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and my doorbell.
Yeah, they have a doorbell with a camera in it.
This is a side story.
Yeah, so don't come to our house.
Sometimes like I'll get a notification and it's like, oh, someone's at the door. And so I'll just go in there and I can like see who it is.
So cool.
He can I've talk scared from Hannah there. A couple times because I can talk through it too.
So the camera
I knew exactly what was happening. You didn't scare me. I was just like really? So strange.
We can do that too.
That's awesome.
We talked to Sean sometimes.
There was a little jump. She jumped a little bit.
Okay.
How's the battery life on your phone if you use it all day? Do you have to charge it once?
Or
is it pretty good?
I've like got like the heavily. Wireless charger on my desk. So.
Oh, nice.
But normally by like 10 o'clock at night, it's like 9%.
Still impressive it can last that long.
9%. Just going
daily
up.
Average, yeah. 9%.
Well, sometimes I do Google Hangouts, and I do that outside because Hannah doesn't want to know my internet friends.
This is weird.
Oh my gosh.
Well, no.
You guys were internet friends.
No, because
I
Hannah's
know. We're going to talk about internet friends in 1 minute, so don't even.
Hannah's
don't bash on internet
working,
friends.
Don't
bash on internet
and
friends.
And then I am like, I'll talk to them about cryptocurrency or, you know, the new under oath or whatever. It's
sure.
Like,
we have similar our own interests. Alone, our separate alone times, and then we hang out. That's just what we do.
And typically it's around 10 o'clock, and I have 9% battery, so I've got to, like, figure out if I'm going to charge or like get a battery or something like that to go outside. Anyways,
you're just playing computer games with your guild.
Yeah. Zach's alone time is Google Hangouts with strangers.
I'm actually
he's just gaming
World of Warhammer.
Yeah, he's playing like
or wait, going World of Warhammer, this. World of Warcraft.
Whoa. Yeah. We need
some
a break
online
here.
Gameplay.
Yeah. Who knows what's happening?
So I have online friends. Hannah has online friends. We met you guys online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're online friends turned real life friends.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty normal nowadays. Like we were saying, I think it's you have your friends you grew up with, family friends, high school friends, whatever. We have church friends and maybe like people that are also into like filmmaking or photography or whatever your interests are. But then like apart from that, it's like, I'm like really into like my van or my old car. It's like there's people online that I've met through that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Yeah.
People that you want to camp or backpack with.
Mm-hmm. Like as an adult, I feel like that's kind of how you make friends now. Like you find people with similar interests and
you just like somehow start a conversation on Instagram or something and then you just become friends.
And then you're just in their living room drinking a
peach pear LaCroix.
Peach pear LaCroix.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
10:30
on
a Tuesday.
Later, here we
10:30.
Are.
10:30.
Recording
no,
a podcast.
It's like 5 years later.
I know, that's true.
You and I have been
right
talking
after we
for
got
like
married.
5 years.
It's like
before.
4 years.
That's crazy.
Really before?
Well, I at least followed you before that. Before you guys got married.
Well, that's awesome.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
But like,
I mean, even 2 years. Like, there's people who I was friends with 2 years ago in real life that I'm not friends with now.
I don't even
know what's going on in their lives.
Yeah. And like when we would text all the time and... Like, we text more than some of my, like, real-life friends, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't know. I mean, you're a real-life friend now. But
like, I probably know more about you than I do about people who used to be in my life, like you're saying, 2 years ago.
Right.
Which is, like, so weird, but, I mean, it's been
I think
cool.
that's weird, too, because, like, the Facebook group that I'm a part of, like, I know so many details about these people's lives, but I've never met them. And... Most of them, like, I never will meet.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Hannah, this is just a side story. So, like, Hannah had gall stones. And we had, like, went to the ER. And I was, like, kind of like stressing out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like posted in that group and I was like, hey, writing to the ER and like my wife is pregnant. She has gallstones and whatever. And I wasn't like, I was just like, hey, if you think or have any advice or know someone who has had gallstones before, like give me some advice. Because it's like a pretty diverse group. And then the next day there was like, they had organized like to all send me money. And it was like $800 that they just sent. And it was like people that I've never met.
How did you get into this group with these random people?
Well, there's an initiation. I'm just kidding. No, it's
we all, like, it's not a gang.
We all listened to the same podcast.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like a Facebook group started off of that. And
totally.
Then, so, yeah, that's how I met them all. Now there's like a conference and stuff, and people.
How many people are
for
in the group?
Facebook group?
You said like 800 or
what?
How many are in the group?
Now there's like 9 groups or there's multiple groups. Yeah. So there's like there's the main group, and then there's the guys group, and then there's the girls group, and then there's like a creatives group.
But
and
how many are in this main group?
In the main group, yeah, maybe like 800 now.
Wow.
It's cool.
But that's kind of like the thing that we're trying to start with for our podcast. The people that listen to our podcast, we're trying to start like a similar Facebook group, like a community.
Yeah.
Where we can share like on different subjects that we talk about or that we're going to talk about, or like if you want to get their feedback or like their ideas or advice or
stuff you mentioned.
And that's where that group started, just as something
right
for a podcast.
Right.
Like to have discussions about like that podcast that they all listened to.
Yeah. And then it kind of like morphed into its own thing. And
now it's like a community. That's the part of like social media that is really like really good is like, the stuff that comes out of it, like that, like actual real conversations.
Well, and they're supporting each other too.
Yeah, like supporting each other.
It's really good. You get some money out of it.
Money.
Yeah.
Like mutual encouragement. That's kind of like a big thing for me anyways, is like encouraging, being able to encourage people, but also like that, like being encouraged by other people in like being real. So I don't know. It's like a good part of social media.
Yeah. Because you can, if you get past like the like fake side of social media,
yeah,
then you can make a connection, but not everyone even moves past that state at all.
Yeah.
So they're like positioning themselves in like a very, like they're like sheltering parts of their lives.
It's because people typically want entertainment. I mean, the majority of people just want entertainment. That's why they follow like certain people that they don't know or whatever. And they just want entertainment. So then when people feel like they have to keep entertaining people, it's like becomes this, I don't know. You don't owe people entertainment. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you can tell when people really want to engage into like more of a past that into real relationship of like whether it's online or just hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Definitely.
So what's this new app?
Vero?
Vero.
Vero.
Oh, Vero. Right. We decided it was...
We're going to pronounce it like that.
Roll the R or spit R?
Vero. Either. Whatever you want.
It's a silent V, actually.
Yeah.
Eero.
Oh.
Eero.
Yeah, we were offline for about a week, and we came home, and there was a new social media app that we
everybody's talking
instantly
about.
Had to download. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been able to post for 24 hours, so I'm already done.
And
I'm
all
out.
This
weird
stuff is coming out. Like, all these people are like, don't even
this,
get it.
I got CEO it last sucks. Night. This morning, everyone was bashing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know. I also can't post, so I don't know.
We can literally do nothing. You can't delete it.
I have my name. And that seems like the most important piece right now. I got my name. So
right.
True.
Right.
I feel like it was just a placeholder.
And you're one of the first 1 million users.
I don't feel that special.
Well,
1 million is not that small of a number.
After 1 million, they're going to charge. That's like the basis of the thing is...
But why? Gotcha. Who's going to pay for that?
I don't know. I think
who's going to pay to not be able to post?
Seriously, when you can't post, you can't do anything. You can't have people.
They probably didn't
startup.
Know it.
They didn't know
commodity.
That they were going to
I understand. How hard is it to like get more server space?
I don't know. They really could have done...
They're not trying very hard.
You have to be able to scale nowadays. If you can't scale,
they're
you're
really
nothing.
Blowing it. So I'm out.
You can't hang.
Someone can have my spot.
Well, I just don't understand how they already have featured users who have like a full profile.
But there was like four.
I can't post a single thing.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. They probably spent so much time building that.
They were probably beta
before.
For yeah. sure.
Or they just like, they did, the company did it themselves. Yeah. So like, let's yeah. a bunch paid of photos and yeah. call it a person.
They just like gave them.
But I'm
all
sure they
the
had
a
beta
space.
For a while. But then, yeah, I honestly don't think they expected it to take off as probably as quickly. And then they just couldn't scale the probably server.
Well,
load.
Didn't this happen before with another? I can't even remember what it was called.
This wasn't the first time.
No.
But
there
overall,
have been other
I mean,
apps too.
First impressions on it looks clean. Yeah. Has a nice.
It's a lot of buttons.
A lot of options.
It's a lot of options. That's the thing that's a little bit stressful. It's not super simple.
Well, when you think about like Instagram, okay, well, think about Facebook. Like,
wow. Oh my gosh.
I can't really think about it.
Or even think like, about buying something on Amazon. There's like so many little menus.
Right.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
The you just have to figure it out. Yeah.
Listed in similar categories. But like on Instagram, there's the stories, direct message, the explore page. The recommendations, if you like, look for friends.
But all right. those things came on gradually.
Yes.
Like we started with just the post, just the photo posts, and then they added like the DMs, and then they added like the stories, and then they added like the story highlights. So it's like it all came on gradually, and we got the hang of these things. And
yeah,
now
everyone has a system to how they yeah. do it. Like
yeah,
you know, everyone
well,
has
and,
like
yeah,
an
and
order.
We got like we got used to it, but mm-hmm. now with this new app, it's like there's so much, but. What's interesting to me is the how many people are signing up for it because they want something new, because the algorithm, or because the ads,
mm-hmm.
which is like the ads is what like...
All the targeted stuff.
Yeah.
And or like the fact you can't see people's posts when you follow them. Like you don't get to see them on your feed. That just makes
yeah.
me really mad.
Well, and we were like, again, being offline for a week with this algorithm. You come back and I don't even want to scroll my feed because... How am I ever going to see everything that was posted while we were gone? I can't mm-hmm. because everything's 5 days ago, 4 days ago,
yeah.
right now.
It's all out of order.
All out of order. There's like multiple posts by the same people in a row. There's all this targeted stuff. Like every time I refresh my feed, the whole thing's different. So I just didn't scroll. I just mm-hmm. watched stories. Yeah.
How much would you pay to get it back to chronological?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd pay $4 like- a month.
Whoa.
I would pay like $20 a year.
That's one coffee.
One coffee a
I
month.
Wouldn't want a monthly thing, though.
Yeah.
I would just pay like $20
monthly
for
and
year.
Annually, for some reason, freak me out. If it's like monthly, it's scarier.
It is. Annually just seems like, okay, fine, I'll pay $20.
Just get it
one
over
time.
With.
Yeah. yeah. Just put my feed back in order.
Yeah, I'd pay a few bucks for sure.
Yeah, I would do. I would pay probably max $25 for a year.
But isn't this the second time that they've changed the algorithm?
Yeah, it was like okay the first time.
Who knows what they're doing with the algorithm?
Now
there's
it's
like
a
all
mess.
These theories, but they don't tell you what they're doing. Like they don't tell people.
Well, they wanted
yeah. They just bring out new face
the new
mask.
Algorithm.
Yeah.
They wanted to have it be based more on like connections.
They want and, connections.
Yeah, they wanted connections because it got like too addy.
So when there's like a lot of interaction
so
on a
say.
Post, then they're going to like boost that post. So then when to get interaction, you have to interact. Mm-hmm. And then you're fake interacting,
right.
so you get interaction.
Well, that's the people posting, like, you know, when you post a photo and then you go to your stories and you're like my new photo.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is a free app, so it's like our choice to go on it.
They exactly.
Really
I was just
we can complain, but we remember the good old days,
right?
Right?
Yeah. I do miss those good old days.
We can reminisce.
Yeah. those were great days.
You know what would be really cool is if you could edit you could put your own theme on your profile.
Oh, like MySpace.
Oh, no,
like MySpace.
Like
or
Tumblr.
You have some background music playing.
Like you can
on
edit
your
yourself.
MySpace.
Just
you
some
your top
just
eight.
Some under oath.
Yeah.
I had some interesting MySpace songs. I remember.
Are we gonna go there?
We talked about MySpace names on the last episode
yeah.
we recorded. Remember?
Yeah, remember?
Why do we always talk about MySpace? Do we want MySpace back?
Maybe we do.
I like the headline bios on MySpace.
Yeah.
Those were always. Like,
I just
funny.
Like, I mean, you could customize. If you could figure out how to code, you could customize yeah. anything
right.
you wanted.
Yeah.
I
that was
like
the best.
The mini, everything mini. So it was like the
Ooh.
Mini top eight. The Yeah. Anyways.
Oh,
yeah.
Like centered kind of?
Yeah.
I barely remember my, the I mean, kids, I was on it a lot, but I barely remember.
People listening to this, like a lot of people who are listening to this right now probably
Don't
did not
even
have MySpace.
No.
Isn't that funny?
The glory.
No, I think a lot of them know what it is, but there I are know some. What it is.
I was trying to remember the other day. How did the whole like message like? Okay, not messages, but remember that side thing where like
bulletins.
You
could like
yeah, bulletins.
And you posted the survey.
How did those work?
Yeah,
I can't even remember
how
those work.
Bulletins.
Did we already move on to
Zenga?
Make
a post and
oh,
you make a so you make a subject line.
Yes, I can't
and then
remember.
All your friends or anyone you were friends with saw the subject line and they clicked into it and then it would just be like
oh
an
my
email.
Gosh, why can't
it's like a blog post or like an email? Yeah,
yeah.
And you did all those surveys.
It was just surveys 24/7.
Like, why did I think people wanted to know so much about me like that?
They did.
Probably.
They did.
Oh my gosh.
Those people do those days. On Facebook all the time too.
I like, pick can't one. Do Facebook.
I did really like MySpace for bands though. Like that
ooh,
was really nice.
We discovered a lot of artists.
A lot
and
of
Pure
music.
Volume.
Yeah.
Oh, Pure Volume.
Pure
that
Volume.
That was a good thing for like the little scene bands.
Those little
I
kids
into.
Won't even know.
Justin Timberlake bought MySpace. He
really?
Owns it now.
What is he doing with it?
And he tried to like resurrect the MySpace label. They mm-hmm. had a record label.
Mm.
They signed Copeland.
Whoa.
No way. Yeah. There weren't they a Seattle band?
I love Copeland. No.
No? Never mind. Sorry, everybody.
Well. Anyways, back to social media and connections and mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah. I think that there is like a lot of potential for that. To make like actual friends on social media.
Well, we're
which,
proof
like,
of that.
Like 3 years ago, okay, even like 2 years ago, like when we met you guys, I would have thought like that is the weirdest thing ever.
Well, explaining it to people does make it sound kind of weird.
What?
Explaining it to somebody.
It does.
Like when they're like, oh, who are you going to meet? I'm like,
yes.
This girl I met on Instagram. Yeah. My friend.
How
friend
did you meet
Hannah.
Your friends? Through Instagram.
Literally don't know.
I think to the like older people it sounds like a dating site.
It does.
It's like a friend dating
I
site.
I just like knew you weren't weird.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get a feeling and you're right.
Discernment. I just knew you weren't weird.
Discernment from the Lord. Sorry. I'm still sick if anyone was wondering. Wait, I have like a signal boost here. If anybody knows how to pop back in a rib, could you please tell me? Because I popped out one of my ribs from coughing last week, so I'm on the struggle bus.
I bet you could find a friend on social media that
yeah,
could pop
sure.
your rib back in.
You know, sure. Have you put that up on your story yet? Like, there's polls for that.
I am going to do a poll. Thank you.
It's probably going to be a CrossFit.
Just ask for advice.
I'm going
to
ask
people,
for advice.
People on... social media really love to give advice. So.
Yes.
They do.
You should really reach out.
Especially
people who don't know you at all.
When you're not asking for it.
I can't yeah. wait to... Can you do it now? Because I want to hear what kind of advice you get.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Okay. Hannah's going to do that.
Okay. So let's talk about our favorite candies.
Are we moving on?
Wait. One,
oh, sorry.
One quick thing before we move on to that is talking about opinions and sharing opinions. Social media gives this weird... It's like... We haven't seen you guys for 2 years, but I feel like I know what's going on in your... Like, I feel like...
You know what we did for the last 2 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Generally. For the most part.
You piece yeah. it together.
Yeah. Every other week, pretty much, because I post every other week, roughly.
Well, I feel like I saw you... like, I saw Caleb more on Moment, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, yeah. that's my friend.
Yeah.
And, but... there are people who like really don't know you at all and think that they totally do
mm-hmm.
and think that they like understand all aspects of your life.
Yeah. I mean, right. I do that on the flip side to other like YouTubers that I follow on that they don't know me, but they show so much of their self and you follow along and
right.
you're like, oh, I know their parents' names. Like it's,
yeah,
it's,
it becomes pretty, like a show
it's
almost.
Like they're characters in a way, but they're like real people, but. They have no idea who you are, but you really do know a lot of details about them.
Right.
So it's like a one-sided relationship, but you're just kind of, I don't know.
You're like watching from
the outside. I wish I knew them all. Like,
yeah.
If
right.
I follow them enough, it's like, I think we would be friends.
And that creates like it kind of blurs the lines of like what is socially acceptable and what's not socially acceptable, because if you've never met someone in real life and then you walk up to them and
right.
like give them advice on something mm-hmm. or you like like say something like really personal and you've never had a conversation with them, you're like, that's weird. But
I think
it's like
if but if people put that out there all the time and they know they're like they, you know, they're a full-time YouTuber or whatever, they understand that they share a lot of details and they probably do have people coming up to them often that's like, "Yeah, I what's up, man?" But it's they realize that like they don't know you, but that you know all these details.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think they're pretty like understanding about some things.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be like, "Yeah, let's we're best friends all of a sudden."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's
or
my
I'll
number.
Take every bit of advice you have to give me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think for like bigger people, like that's a part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure that happens to like Casey Neistat like
it's
all
a part of
the time.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's part of
let's
their
face
persona.
It, it's their job.
Yeah. The thing that I just really don't like is people who like follow Hannah or I and have never connected with us and then feel the need to like tell us that we're doing something wrong.
Right.
Like they only will interact when they like want to tell you like you have something wrong.
Yeah, just block them real quick.
Kind of just the world.
Swipe and delete.
Right now.
I've done that.
I'd block them.
I mean, there's really
but
no
it happens a lot as
point.
Parents too. Like,
I bet.
Like it's so and it's so like no one in the grocery store would ever say like
no.
Well,
maybe now, but I mean like
I've gotten
Forrest
some
like
yeah,
rides,
I get what you mean.
Like hangs onto the cart sometimes and like things like that and no one says anything.
But
no
if you take
cares.
A picture of that, they would say, "Hey, yes. wear a helmet."
Yeah. Wear, or like you're
where's
gonna
the
run
helmet?
Over. Or like I know this one person who one time like
ran over a kid because he fell off the cart and like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing that the reason why that doesn't like I think that maybe there is like a grain of like well-meaningness in those people, but it also is like it seems like it sometimes just seems like an attack on like my parenting skills. Like the
right.
tiny bit that I show is like that is being like looked at under a magnifying glass. And then it's like, you don't even know me. You've never interacted with me. You've never sent me a message or talked to me about anything. And you want to criticize my parenting mm-hmm. in this one minuscule moment of my parenting life. You know,
right.
It's just like,
yeah. It is funny though, how too, like always the negative comments stick out. Like you get like
yes.
a, way more like positive stuff like in general,
true.
But like the one or two negative things always seem to like rub you the wrong way.
They spoil
more
the pot.
Versus like if you weighed the amounts that you actually got of people like, or like for me, if I like make a video or something, it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, cool video
down.
Or whatever. It's like the one person that like calls something out that I'm like, yeah, I actually probably should have spent more time like doing that or like
yeah.
making it a little better here.
Yeah, that transition sucked.
Yeah.
Sometimes
like,
they do.
They find
you know?
It or like,
sometimes just a
or
bad
they're just
transition.
Rude and you're just like, man, like, but you like don't appreciate all like the like
yeah.
cool video.
Or like, so. Yeah, that's
they
true.
Don't, they, but like Zach said, they think they know you. Like they think that they're your friend almost because of how long sometimes people have been following you or like how many details some people do share. Like I'm not
I feel
very
that way about some people too. Like
yeah.
I feel like
I feel that way about
I
people.
Kind of know
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So you, yeah. sometimes you read something and you think in your head like, oh, like, well, I should tell them this. But then mm-hmm. you're like, oh, a lot of us don't write it. But mm-hmm. sometimes you think like, oh, I have advice for that or whatever. But
yeah,
yeah.
the other people say it.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's so much stuff that like I would never ever say this to anybody ever.
Right.
And then you're just like people can hide behind their phones or their keyboards or whatever and say whatever they want. That's just
yeah. I just think
annoying.
I have a moment where I'm like, wait, I actually don't know this person.
Yeah,
and
they
don't I
don't
really have a right
advice.
To. Yeah,
yeah.
Have you guys ever commented something like that to somebody?
Mean?
I
no.
have.
I never have.
Mean?
What is your comment?
What did you comment?
I've said some not nice things on wow. on the Facebook group,
but like to
like,
some random person
that
you've
different.
Never talked to,
or like not that I've never well yeah that I've never talked to, but it's like I see what they post and like we've commented on similar things, but I don't know them, I haven't like engaged with them, and they'll post something that like I might disagree with, and then I just. Why I'm a challenger.
I was going to say,
but,
Zach's an eight.
The eight.
This doesn't surprise me. But it's because you're like looking to challenge. You're just wanting to know, like, okay, like, tell me why you believe that.
Right.
You know, you're just pushing the button a little.
Yeah. So yeah. That's probably part of my personality style. But I also, like, I don't know, a lot of times I don't think before I hit send. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm. Can't really take it back.
I think a lot
sometimes.
Of people don't do that.
Yeah.
Most people.
So.
That's fair.
Overall, do you think that social media has the potential for a more good than bad?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the person, and it depends on a lot, but I think that it definitely has the potential for
there's
more
a ton
good
of
bad.
Like aspects to that too, like a lot of people like make money off that, which is like a good thing in a lot of ways, like mm-hmm. They found their career path or their a new hobby that they're all like an outlet to something. Maybe I think there's a lot of good like branch offs of social media,
or even like marketing for small businesses, because they would have had to pay a ton of money before that, and now like the entry point for like a small business is like you
just
have to
find a few people. Yeah,
that's it.
Or even
you
like
internet and a phone.
Yeah, and kind of like all wrapped together. Even like what Pinterest does or whatever, like inspiration for like if I want to like build something out in my van or whatever, I
you
can
search
look,
a hashtag or
search a hashtag for a location. Mm-hmm. It's like there's also inspiration or like. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's educational, but like if people are posting like steps on how to do something, like could
or just like
positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think on social media, we have to like let people be, because I'm not very vulnerable, I wouldn't say on Instagram, but like a lot of people are. And I think everyone just needs to like, because there was kind of a thing going on for a while about, you know, like how people's vulnerability is like, or lack of is like hurting other people, and I'm like okay, like this is a platform that you can use if you want to,
yeah,
or you don't have to, but like everyone should really have the right to be as vulnerable or not as they want
to
be,
to use
and have
it for what they
want
to use
whatever
it
kind of feed they want, and like I don't need to go around commenting on people's posts about what I think is right for them, because I don't
that's
know
great
any
for
of them.
You, but actually, it makes me feel like garbage.
Like,
so please delete this.
I think you need to not be on social media.
I think that if you just recognize that people are using social media for different things, like because some people use it like solely for business, some people are using it just to take pictures of their family, some people are using it to try to get famous for whatever reason, and like everybody has their reasons for using it. And just because it's different than your own doesn't mean that it's like bad. So I think I don't need to remember that. Like when I think people are being fake, I'm like, this clearly is not how this happened. Like this, they styled every part of this photo with blah, 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 blah. And it's so fake and so whatever, but they're using it for a different reason than I am. And
if it bothers you can unfollow them.
Yeah.
Because I did that for a while.
It's so easy to unfollow.
I went through my feed, and if I didn't like something, I just unfollowed them. Because I don't need to sit there and be like, oh, this person's so annoying and I hate this. I don't have to follow these things. I don't need to see it. I don't need to be like upset about it.
My feed has slowly morphed into like back in, it used to be like outdoors, mountains, everything. And now it's like
Starbucks.
No, it's like all like skateboarding videos, like car stuff,
is.
And then like
surfing.
Those like Jerry of the days where people just like wreck really
just
hard.
Just funny yeah. things.
I'm
just
like, what
laugh.
Is this turning
the
into?
The Daily Kook.
And then like all
yes.
yeah, Kook of the day. Yeah. But then like all my and then it,
the
then all my close friends. So it's
yeah,
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah,
it's curated.
I follow all the really funny meme.
Yeah,
guys.
F. Jerry, beige cardigan.
Yes, beige cardigan.
Yeah. They're married.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Wait, who is?
F. Jerry and Beige Cardigan.
Oh,
are married.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's not funny.
Love it. Love social media.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memes.
You know, I actually.
Social meds.
I like it a lot more now than I did like last year. Or
I think
like
I just don't like the name
ago.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could just call it something more like Fireball 25. Something cool.
My gosh.
Gonna go on the Fireball 20.
So. Yeah. Sounds like
about
way
just
more
like
cool.
The Scrolling Express.
Like, let's just like, call it
yeah.
what it
yeah,
is.
Something like yeah. kind of like nice train name.
The tap, thumb
tap,
thumb
scroll.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, scroll. Yeah. Scroll.
Yeah.
That's yeah. funny.
Yeah, but I mean, I think like next month we do have people coming to stay with us from Germany that I've never met. And
hey,
they could be
internet friends.
Weird. I don't think they're weird at all. Like,
you've had a conversation
kind of read.
With them. Hun.
Like,
you can't start them. Out with. They could be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I met my buddy James off social media.
That's
true.
And
he stayed at our house for a month.
Yeah.
A month.
And he's like the coolest dude.
He lived outside
in
his van for a month.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
That's awesome. You guys can stay here for a month if you want.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We kind of need to go home, but you know.
Well, especially when we get our own.
Oh, wait. Are the pizza bites ready?
Yeah, they're
ready. Oh my gosh. I thought they were still
ready. We're going to have to get into the Trader Joe's recommendations.
After we eat our pizza bites, obviously.
Wrap it up.
No, we have to keep going. We can't stop right now.
Oh, we can. We could take a break.
No, no, no.
Oh, we're no go.
Okay.
Go.
Scandinavian swimmers.
Wait, what? Are we switching topics?
But
sorry.
Did you know
yeah.
that the Scandinavian swimmers, they like come out with, they had Christmas ones. They just Ooh. Had Valentine's Day ones that were X's and O's.
Mm.
They just do different variations for holidays.
I've only had like 3 bags.
They're good.
Have you had only like a pound.
Have you had the T's and J's?
No.
They're the Sour Patch Kids of Trader Joe's.
No, I have not had those.
Next time.
I like the little gummy square things that come in the little jar.
The box.
I don't know what those are called.
Gummy square.
The English toffee. I like the chili verde burritos.
In the frozen section.
In the frozen section.
Yep.
The frozen mac and cheese.
Oh, with the Hatch chilies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that one's wrong.
That's all I can think of right now.
I really like the maple cookies and their quinoa something something chips that are, they're like tortilla chips, but they're made out of quinoa and they got like garlic in them. They're so good with salsa or guacamole. And I really like their garlic spread. It's basically just like pure garlic and I think lemon. It's really good.
What do you put that something. On?
You can put it on toast or like crackers or like anything. Only if you really love garlic though. They're orange juice.
Do you dip carrots in there?
In gin?
No, that's hummus, huh?
Oh.
No.
That's different.
Gosh, in a garlic spread?
Okay.
You could, though. I'm probably going to.
They have garlic hummus.
Yeah.
But that's different. This is like, I think it's just like almost straight garlic. It doesn't actually taste like straight garlic, though. I don't know. Their orange juice, they're like fresh.
The fresh
stuff.
Squeezed, like the most expensive thing in the entire store.
It is,
but it's
it
good.
It is $4.
And it's worth it.
It is $4. That is not the most expensive thing.
It's really good.
Wait, we used to get it. They used to have a gallon of it, and it was $8 for the gallon, and we got it every week because we made so many of these.
Good.
But now they don't make the gallon. I really like, what? Oh, the mini tacos. They have mini tacos in the frozen section now. I just tried them at the sample thing, and I got them yesterday for Caleb. And Ariana and Zach.
They were
and
the first tacos that you guys had, even though you spent like 2 weeks in Mexico.
Yeah, no, actually, we had eaten tacos 2 hours prior.
In Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Not in Mexico.
We only had one taco stop in Mexico because it was unfortunate. But we pretty much just went straight to our destination and mm-hmm. we cooked for ourselves most of the time. But
we did make our own tacos mm-hmm. / burritos.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Hannah, anything else at Trader Joe's?
The pomegranate seeds. I'm trying to think. I like, there's stuff
they're
that I buy.
Do you buy those?
They're sparkling water yeah. thing?
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, the sparkling water
they
thing.
They have so many
they
good
have,
flavors.
Yes, they do. The island colada is a really good flavor. And there's like
cranberry,
a cranberry
clementine.
Yes, cranberry clementine.
I get it every time. And actually, the
really
green apple's super good.
Mm, yeah, that'll bless
we
you.
We really like that.
The pineapple?
No, green apple. Oh, pineapple's good too.
Green apple. I haven't tried it.
Try the green apple.
Okay, I will.
Perrier right. also makes a green apple one.
Oh.
Still good, but Trader Joe's.
I mean, okay, I was just thinking about this shop. The other day. I remember like maybe like even 4 years ago, I thought that everyone who got Perrier was like the like super high class, like really
yeah.
snobby
uh-huh.
people. Mm-hmm. And I like would mock them in
like
my
first
head.
Class airplane people.
Right, right. Mm. And I realized it's basically the same as LaCroix.
It's LaCroix.
And
it's,
I have like...
It's LaCroix.
Like two...
He buys it at Costco.
Yeah, you can get the cases.
Mm-hmm. LaCroix rocks.
Right, yeah. But you're like still like turning your nose at Perrier.
Right. Yes. Right. Like, I just still would never order it.
Like, it's superior. It's
something about the weird R, L, and I.
It really
like,
is
combo.
Because you kind of never feel like you're saying it right.
Yeah.
Same with LaCroix.
No, that's how you say it. It's just LaCroix. Because LaCroix, Wisconsin is a real place.
Oh, I know. But it's still, it's the same sort of thing. Like, why did we give these? Why isn't it just like sparkling water?
Yeah.
Okay. I have like one more. They have Trader Joe's has 100% pure argan oil, and that's really good for your hair and your skin and like your face and all that. I use it with essential oils and stuff. And they also have jojoba oil.
I put it in my beard.
And isn't that like an element on the periodic table?
Argan? Yeah, it is actually. It's a natural gas.
Whoa.
But it's oil is different.
The oil is from probably different
nuts or something.
Nuts.
I have no idea. I made that up. Sorry, I shouldn't have even said that. I don't know if it comes.
Here, let me look it up. Real
okay,
quick.
Caleb's gonna look it up. But they also have jojoba oil, and I like to get both of those. And of course, their coconut oil. But the vitamin E oil has like a lot of weird additives, so I do not recommend their vitamin E oil.
Thank you.
But yep, that's all for me. What about you?
We're just gonna go.
Wait, argan oil is a plant oil produced from kernels of the argan tree.
Yes,
from Morocco. So it actually, the kernels do kind of look like nuts. A little
yes.
Bit.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. We're just gonna go up and down the aisles of Trader Joe's here. So,
oh gosh,
so you have 10 seconds.
I'm really trying to think of what are our staples? I don't know. The Hatch chili mac and cheese, delicious. What else do we get?
Sweet potatoes, but let's try to stick to Trader Joe's
staple. Oh, Trader Joe's, they have this chopped salad in the salad section that's like pre-made. It is
the one with the ginger, or is it the Southwest chopped salad?
Southwest chopped salad. Oh, yeah, that one's good. That is bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you tried the lemon hemp seed salad?
I haven't.
It's super good.
Okay, and you then the pre-made salads, like the ones that are like you grab for like lunch. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it called? Shoot. The one we like.
Is it like black bean in it, I think?
No. No. Cool. It has a like a sweet basil like dressing.
I think does it have corn?
Yes. And couscous.
Yep. And couscous. Okay. Israeli couscous.
Okay. Oh, that God, is my so number good. One recommendation for Trader Joe's.
Recommendation.
Guys, it's almost midnight.
We should make a Trader Joe's podcast.
You guys.
All about Trader Joe's.
You know, there's probably already 15 of those.
I know. That's true.
Well, there's definitely a bunch of blogs about it.
Okay. But anyways, Israeli couscous. It's $1.99. We get 2 boxes at least every time we go.
Ooh.
And then I just make the whole box with a little bit of vegetable broth, uh-huh. Cook it in vegetable broth, and then you can put roasted vegetables on it all day. Yum. You know, your bowl that you make with the... Uh-huh. Hannah makes a bowl with sweet potatoes, black beans, and
quinoa.
Quinoa and cilantro.
I do the Israeli couscous.
That's a good idea.
Try it.
It's basically like pasta.
It is.
But I mean, it's not, but it tastes
it's
like
not,
pasta.
It's not, but it is. It's good. The sparkling waters every time. And then the Jest mangoes.
Oh.
And then we discovered those baby bananas.
Oh, baby
bananas. They're in this yellow bag. And when you buy them, it just says sweet baby bananas. And that's all it is. And they're dried. You open that package and they are the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Little withered bananas, dark brown.
Tiny little banana.
I think I've seen those actually.
A whole dried banana. Don't let it scare you. They're delicious.
Wait, so the peel's on it?
No. It's like a peeled banana. It's like if you took a banana.
Just like a raw banana in a bag.
And then just like.
It's like those things, shrunken apple heads.
Mm-hmm.
But a banana.
A banana version.
Shrunken apple heads.
So you know.
It's freeze dried.
Yeah. No.
No?
It's not dried.
But it's not like
because
a banana
they have the,
chip.
The freeze-dried banana.
This chip. Is really hard to explain.
Strips, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still it's has texture.
Is it gummy. You have to rip it when you buy
no.
it? No. I am so confused. Okay, we'll just have to try
it. I'm about to go to Trader Joe's and get you some.
I know. I had their first thing tomorrow morning.
Caleb, go ahead and I might think of something else.
Yeah. Most of it's been said, but I think that trail mix, there's a couple that I like
there.
Really like
trail mix.
There's one that's these prepackaged ones that within the plastic bag, there's little plastic bags, mm-hmm. which make nice packable.
It's the almond solutions. Cashew dark chocolate one. Mm. That one's really good.
Yeah. Mm. And then.
Talk about pizzas.
Oh,
you've
yes.
tried most of
the,
them.
Uncured.
The uncured pepperoni pizza.
Is the best one.
The
at
best
Trader
pizza
Joe's.
At Trader Joe's.
Yum.
Let me repeat that. Uncured pepperoni.
Yes. Also, their coffee ice cream.
That's what I was going to say. That was my ender.
I am so sorry, but it is so good.
We're super passionate about this coffee ice cream.
I'm really passionate about Trader Joe's in general. Oh, the Ritter Sport chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called Ritter Sport. It makes me laugh every time. But it's like this little square chocolate bar they sell at the front.
I will say the PB&J bar is not that good.
Oh, I always see
it'll
that.
Get you.
Let's
but
not.
But Trader Joe's peanut butter.
Yes, the orange
so
one.
Good.
And it's cheap. It's $2.
Yeah.
It's like $2.99.
And they also have that cookie butter. I've never tried that.
Yes.
Caleb always tries to buy that stuff.
It's so good.
I don't let him.
What do you put it on?
Just like a spoon. Oh. Or like apples.
You just eat it.
Done. Or apples
is really good.
Because if we bought that, he would never eat it.
You wouldn't?
I would.
I just feel like you would forget we had it.
I would forget we had it, but exactly. I would eat it if it was out.
It is so good. They have like cookie butter ice cream. I like the just plain, like the cookie butter. I don't like, I don't need the ice cream. Most of their ice creams are like way too sweet for me, but their
the coffee
butter.
One is.
The coffee one is good. I just never buy ice cream there. Maybe I should. I really like their frozen fruit. You can get a really good deal on frozen fruit there.
Yeah.
They're really
affordable. Blueberries, strawberries. Even though, even mangoes. Organic, it's still cheap.
Yeah. That's a good place
the frozen mangoes as a snack in the summer. Literally, you put them in a bowl, set them on the counter for 10 minutes to thaw out a little bit, and then you eat them. Best snack.
Oh, the Dunkers are pretty good.
Oh, Caleb likes the cookie Dunkers.
Nice. They're like cookies, but they're like, or, you can dunk them in your coffee because they're like long and skinny.
They're kind of like fingers.
Biscotti? Yeah.
They're kind of like a Fun Dip. It's really hard. The white part of a Fun Dip. Mm-hmm.
It's like literally a cookie shaped like a spear. So it's like long so you can dip
Dunkers.
It. Sounds awesome. This sounds great.
This is
sounds
so
like
fun.
We're all going to Trader Joe's tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
Oh, I did ask you guys earlier, like, I don't know, when we were talking about Trader Joe's earlier, I was like, what's your average spend there?
Yeah, our budget is, it was $60 a month, but now it's $80 a month. No, $60 a week.
I am sorry.
Okay.
And, yeah. But now it's $80 a week.
Okay.
And I'm the one who does grocery shopping, and it's usually 80 to 90.
A week.
In there a week, yeah.
We do about a week and a half.
About,
for some reason,
I would say 70 to 80 every week and a half for the two of us. We also seem, Caleb eats lunch out a lot in there.
Unfortunately, I did wish I packed more. You can save.
I haven't learned how to make lunches yet, so.
Oh, you don't have to make them.
Year five of marriage, that will be my goal. I'll learn how to make lunch.
But anyways, yeah, about, I would say we're about, if we went off weekly, it would be like 65, 70 a week.
Which
is
just the two of us, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Forrest, surprisingly, like, even though it's so hard to get him to eat at dinner time, he eats a lot.
He does eat a lot. And we, like, when we first got married, our budget was $40 and we stuck to it. But it's really hard to eat healthy on, like, that level of a budget.
Mm-hmm.
So then we raised it to 60. And then, like, when Forrest started eating real food, then we raised it up to 80.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's like he gets to pick out his one snack a week, and just like, it's budgeting for groceries is hard. Like,
it's
hard to stick
to
meal plan healthy, good meals, and then stick to the budget.
Well, and to like vary what you're eating. Like, if you're eating the same stuff every time, sure, you can stick to the same budget.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want to try something new.
But for a whole month, $240, that's not really that bad.
No.
If you're
for food?
For food, yeah.
But we're also like spending that
that's
much
what
probably eating
I think
out.
It's like on the lower end of people, like a family of four. I think it's like, that's on the lower end.
Yeah.
If we were shopping like that at Costco.
You can't get out of Costco's doors without spending
$300.
Yes. Like
$200. One item
is over $100. Always over $200.
One item is $50. No. Pretty much.
One item is at least like $12.
No. I would say average like $20.
Yeah, 20.
Well, and for us, like, we go once a year, so we have to renew our membership just to go. So
once
it's over 50 like that.
We just don't go that much.
We
used to go a lot, but
we let it
the toilet paper and paper towels are a good deal, but the rest and the fruit
for
but the
two
rest we
people,
can find at. Yeah.
You do not
people.
Need to go to Costco.
That's true.
Yeah.
It just depends how you
think
shop.
I disagree.
Are you buying?
But here's the thing. You have to be okay with eating the same thing for like
two buy
months.
Like non-perishable stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Like
that I understand.
Rice.
Don't buy a bag of chips at Costco.
I would say if you do like a lot of juicing or like the fruit
which
option
is when,
at Costco.
That's
is
when
really
we did
good.
Costco.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We the staples that I, because I actually go to Costco pretty often.
We're rambling.
Yeah,
we could literally talk about this for another hour.
Slowly fade this part out.
Why didn't we talk about this for the podcast?
We should have just talked about groceries for the podcast. You know,
I guarantee you, people are gonna love this.
But I also here's what I normally get at Costco: paper towels, toilet paper, and this is like once every other month.
Mm-hmm.
Paper towels, toilet paper.
You're using the Costco pack of toilet paper.
We have two families. We buy every other month. Like we buy it one time, then they buy it the next time.
Okay. We can go through a pack of that in 6 months.
Yeah.
Do you poop?
Do you know how
yes,
many
I poop
rolls
a lot.
Come in that pack?
It's like, what, 48
Slow
rolls?
Down. You have three bathrooms. We have one.
We have four people in our family. Plus our roommates. Pooping. I mean, it's not like Fern is using toilet paper, but
well,
it's not like Forrest
not,
really is either.
You are adding this.
They up their budget
out.
To 80
yep.
a week,
I don't
so
know
that's
how
more
we
food
got
consumption.
Here,
so that's more toilet paper.
I guess I'll just end it on this note. I poop at least four times a day.
Zach also pooped right before we started this podcast.
No,
just
it was
like,
a false
oh,
alarm.
I'm sorry, it was a false alarm. Tried to get in a fifth.
Dang, four
you
times.
Stage fright.
Are
too
you serious?
How many cups of coffee is that?
Maybe we should turn this off.
That's,
and
two,
continue
that's
this.
Only two cups.
I think we need to be. We need to end, and we can continue this conversation
all right.
after.
We have some pizza rolls to eat.
Pizza rolls.
Thank
are
you
calling.
So much for listening this week, and we will talk to you next week.
Talk at you next week. Catch you on the flip side.
We won't talk to you next week.
Follow me on Vero.
Thanks.
Vero. Follow me if you want to follow us on Vero. Caleb, stop trying to make Vero a thing.
Caleb, quit trying to make Vero happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they don't have server space.
Where's the button? Okay, bye.
Bye.
Happy trails.